Happy Bus!
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Good night, Toy Doctor. It was getting dark in the forest. Suddenly, the lights in the toy hospital came on. Click! Grandpa Owl was working the night shift. On the workbench in front of him was a pile of broken toys. There was a robot with a broken leg, a drum with a hole in the middle, and a windmill that didn't turn. Someone was knocking urgently on the door. Grandpa Owl adjusted his glasses and said leisurely,
"Come in."
"Grandpa Owl, can you please fix my doll? One of its eyes has fallen off. I hold it when I go to sleep every night. Please help me."
Little Bunny sobbed and sniffled as she talked. She cried so hard, her eyes turned red.
"Don't cry, little bunny. I'll help you."
Grandpa Owl softly picked up Little Bunny's doll as he spoke. He opened a drawer under the workbench.
"This, no. This, nope."
Grandpa Owl mumbled as he rummaged through the drawer.
"Ah, I found it."
It was a bright, round button. It matched the doll's left eye perfectly. Grandpa Owl sewed the button on.
"It's all fixed. Little bunny, go home and sleep tight."
"Thank you, Grandpa Owl."
Little bunny carried her little doll home happily. Little bunny had just left when someone else pounded on the door. Who was it this time? Grandpa Owl walked over and opened the door.
"Yeah! Screech! Grandpa Owl, please help me. My little car's wheels have fallen off. I drive it around before I sleep every night. Can you please fix it?"
Little Monkey spoke in a hurry, scratching his ears and cheeks.
"Don't panic, Little Monkey. I'll help you."
Grandpa Owl picked up Little Monkey's little car and examined it under the table lamp. It turned out that the glue on the wheel had worn out. This was a small problem for Grandpa Owl. He used a little stick to smear some glue on the wheel and roller. He blew on the glue a few times so that it would dry faster.
"It's all fixed. Little monkey, go home and sleep tight."
"Thank you, Grandpa Owl."
Little monkey grinned as he carried his little car home. This time, the knocking on the door was gentle. A round, hairy head popped through the gap in the door. She had a sharp beak and a pair of big, round eyes. She was a small owl.
"Good evening, little one. Do you need help?"
Seeing her nervous look, the warm-hearted Grandpa Owl greeted the little owl kindly.
My nighttime music box may be broken. I hug it when I sleep every night, but the more I listen to it, the more I can't sleep."
Little Owl stared with her big eyes, looking very confused.
"Oh, I can't fix that problem."
Grandpa Owl burst into laughter.
"Huh? What should I do?"
Little Owl looked down, disappointed.
"Little Owl, the problem isn't the music box. It's you!
Me?
Little Owl was even more puzzled.
We owls are nocturnal animals. We're active at night and sleep during the day. There's nothing wrong with this music box. We just need to be awake during the night.
Little Owl finally understood.
No wonder I can't fall asleep at night. But all my friends sleep at night. I won't have any friends to play with anymore.
Why don't you come work at my place? I need a smart little helper.
Really? Can I really come here?
Little Owl was surprised, and her eyes lit up.
Of course. Ready? Let's start training now.
It was nearly morning. After working for the whole night, Little Owl and Grandpa Owl were sleepy and tired. They closed their eyes and started snoring. Good night, Little Owl, the toy doctor. Good night, little one. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.